Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Trumas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Lili Nishmas, Maris, Miriam, Sara, Basab, Yaakov, Maisha, Harnish, Shom, Mishnah, Avon, Uliyah, and Bishchos, Rachel, Basab, Gittel, and Daniel, Eliezer, Prince, Pari, Rachel, Leishab, Gibbench, Vizar, Shal, Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And now we're going to be learning Halacha, which is pretty similar to the previous Mishnah. Ein Tarmin min HaTame ala Tahar. No taking Truma off of produce, which is Tame, onto something which is tahar. The previous Mishnah spoke about taking off truma from something which is tahar onto something which is tamei. Here we're talking about the opposite. Now the reason why lechatchila a person's not allowed to separate from something tamei onto something which is tahar is because he's causing the kayin to lose out. If he would separate truma individually from the tamei pile and then from the tahar pile, so then the kayin would be receiving two bundles, some which is tamei, some which is tahar. But now that he's separating from tamei onto tahar, the kayin is receiving double tamei, and tamei is not good for the kayin. He doesn't really have much to do with it. So lechatchila, no separating from tamei onto tahar. Vim tarim, let's say he did do so. Shaygig, if he did so b'shaygig, it was by accident. Truma say truma, it's valid b'diyeved. Umezid, but if he did so on purpose, lo yaso klum, what he did is not valid at all. V'chein ben Levi, shahayla meiser tevel. Let's say a Levi, he had meiser which was tevel, which means he still has to separate trumas meiser and give it to the kayin. And hoya mafreshal v'haylich, he continued separating trumas meiser from this pile that he had. We're going to explain this in a minute. Shaygig, if he did so b'shaygig, masha asa asui, whatever he did was valid, we're going to let it go b'diyeved. But Maze, if he did so on purpose, lo yaso klum, what he did wasn't valid. So let's say this Levi received a whole bunch of onions that were meiser, and he still had to take off trumas meiser from them. So he takes all these onions and he puts them in a drawer in his kitchen. Then a little while later, his neighbor comes by knocking on the door and gives him some more meiser onions, and he says, oh, I have to take trumas meiser off of these onions that I'm holding right now. So he says, you know what? Some of those onions that I have in the drawer in my kitchen should be trumas meiser for these onions that I'm holding right now. But it turns out that those onions that he has in his drawer in the kitchen are tamei, which means he's taking off from tamei onto tahar. So that's what the Mishnah told us. If he did so b'shaygig, he didn't know that they were tamei, so whatever he did and it's valid b'diyeved. But if he knew they were tamei, it's not valid at all. Rabbi Huda says, if he knew originally that these onions that he had stored away in his drawer were tamei, afal pishu shaygig, even though right now when he's taking off the truma, he's shaygig, which means he forgot that they were tamei. Loy also klum, what he did still is not valid. Even though when he's taking off the truma right now, he totally forgot that they were tamei, and he didn't intend to do this, according to Rabbi Huda, it doesn't make a difference. He knew once upon a time that they were tamei, it's his fault that he forgot. This trumas meiser that he took off is not valid. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with something similar. Hamatbil kalim b'shabbos. Let's say someone took his kalim, his pots and pans or something like that, and he immersed them in the mikvah on Shabbos. They became tamei, and he wanted to take away their tumah, so he put them in the mikvah. Now we know that you're not allowed to bring something to the mikvah on Shabbos because it's called metakein mana. It's fixing up a kli that you have, and you're not allowed to fix things on Shabbos, but he did it on Shabbos anyway. Shaygig, if he did so b'shaygig, he totally forgot it was Shabbos. Yishtamish b'hem, he's allowed to use them on Shabbos. Mezid, but if he did so b'mezid, he knew it was Shabbos. It was just more convenient for him to do it on Shabbos. Lo yishtamish b'hem, he's not allowed to use them on Shabbos. He has to wait till after Shabbos to use them. Let's say, Hama'aser v'hamavashal b'Shabbos. This fellow took off meiser from his produce on Shabbos, or he cooked something on Shabbos. He's not allowed to do either of those things. Shaygig, if he did so b'shaygig, yoichal, he's allowed to eat it. Mezid, if he did so b'mezid, lo yoichal, he's not allowed to eat it. Let's say, Hanoteh b'Shabbos. This fellow planted something on Shabbos. Shaygig, he did so b'shaygig, yikaim, he's allowed to leave it in the ground. Mezid, if he did so b'mezid, yakar, he has to uproot it. Uvashvias, however, if he planted something on Shemitah, Bein b'shaygig, bein b'mezid, whether he did so b'shaygig or b'mezid, yakar, he has to uproot it. Now, the reason why we're more machmir when it comes to Shemitah is because a person who's chashed al shvias, someone who's suspected of not keeping Shemitah properly, is going to plant something on Shemitah, and then when people say, hey, you can't plant on Shemitah, he's going to say, oh, I didn't realize I was shaygig, and he's going to come up with some sort of excuse. So anything which is planted on Shemitah, even if it was done b'shaygig, has to be completely uprooted so that these people can't gain by, so to speak, forgetting and doing it b'shaygig on Shemitah. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dollar, and hey, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.